Victoria was the first jurisdiction in the world to make seatbelts compulsory nearly 50 years ago. Today, the state has begun another push to lead the way in road safety. The government has announced that every convicted drink driver will be forced to install an alcohol interlock in their car for 6 months. The government is also considering dropping the legal blood alcohol limit to 0.02. In Melbourne, Tom Nightingale reports.
Cracking down on drink drivers. The Victorian Roads Minister, Luke Donnellan, says a fine and loss of demerit points isn't tough enough.
We want to remind you every morning with your interlock device that your behaviour has been disgraceful, and potentially we could save up to 80 lives a year, which would get us below 200 lives lost in our roads each year, if we could actually get these repeat drink drivers to stop that behaviour.
The Victorian government wants every drink driver to have an alcohol interlock installed for at least 6 months, so someone can't start a car without passing a breath test. It's also considering dropping the legal blood alcohol limit to 0.02. Professor Max Cameron from Monash University says it's a good plan, but he's warning alcohol interlocks don't stop people drink driving again once the interlock is removed.
The research clearly shows that in the case of interlocks, they're effective while they're fitted to the car, but once they're removed, many drink drivers return to their former bad behaviour. So they're not necessarily a long-term proposition in terms of reducing the problem.
Unless they're installed for the life of the car or as long as the driver was driving.
They certainly could be, and the technology exists to do that and has been spoken about as a long-term goal to essentially eliminate the drink driving problem. But I think society is not quite ready for that.
Do you think there's public support to drop the blood alcohol limit down to 0.02?
I think initially the message wouldn't be well received because it would seem to be a relatively small part of the drink driving problem between, say, 0.02 and 0.05. But when it is appreciated that experience elsewhere and even in the Australian states who've reduced levels from 0.08 to 0.05, you can see that it would in fact have a major effect on quite high-level drink driving.
In 1970, Victoria was the first Australian jurisdiction to make seatbelts compulsory. It was also the first to use random breath tests and covert speed cameras. Professor Max Cameron thinks other states and territories are likely to follow Victoria's lead. Antonietta Cavallo is the Director of Road Safety with VicRoads. She says the change will save lives.
We know that drink drivers who've been caught for drink driving re-offend at a high rate, and this is about helping them learn how to separate their drinking and driving. There's evidence that over 60% of drivers required to use an interlock eliminate or separate their drinking and driving effectively. We know from Victorian evidence where we have already brought in interlocks for drivers over 0.07, repeat drink drivers and young drivers, that there's been a significant drop in alcohol and other crashes. We know there's a reduction in the rate of reoffending as well.
She says Victoria will have the most comprehensive drink driving laws in the nation.
Other jurisdictions have voluntary schemes, they have compulsory interlocks for repeat drink drivers, some target high-level drink drivers. But really, when that doesn't treat the problem holistically. We want to give a simple message that drink driving is unacceptable and we want you to separate your drinking and driving at any level.
So it's as much about sending a message as it is keeping people safe?
Correct, it's both.
The Victorian government says it will introduce legislation to Parliament soon.
Tom Nightingale with that report.